Okay.
Who's been searching all their life for spirit? Everyone. Once I discovered these powerful winds, I felt held for the first time in my life. And the more and more I went deeper into the work, the more and more held I felt. And what I eventually realized was that the connection to spirit had been lost. And I don't know if we want to say rightly so or wrongly so, because I don't look at the world in terms of right or wrong. I look at what happened, where did this connection go? And one night I take these wind walks, and the wind walk is when you step outside your door and you think about what you want to ask, and then you wait for a breeze. And if it's really not breezy, you could envision the breeze coming so that you know that you've connected to the wind, and then you just take your walk. And literally, when I was walking with the wind, I would get lectures. A few weeks ago, I was out of integrity. It was a stupid thing. I was at my friend's house, and she was selling shampoo to beauty salons, and she had about eight push pump bottles in the garage. And I had asked her for a push bottle, and she brought me over this little skinny thing. So I helped myself to one on my way, because I was on my way back to my house. And then all day long, the winds were nattering at me. Why do you think you're so entitled? Why would you just take your, even though she has eight, why do you think you should have any? And it wasn't, and so I ended up having to call my friend up of 30 years and make this amends. And in the past, I mean, she kind of laughed at me. Well, if you really wanted a push bottle, I don't care that you took it, but it was just for me that I need to walk in integrity. And when I get out of integrity, these winds are going to straighten me out. Now, I used to go to teachers, I used to go to psychics, I used to go to AA. I went to all of these people to do this, and all of a sudden I got these wind energies working with me that are the most comprehensive teachers I've ever had. And a few weeks ago, there was that sad incident in India. And the truth is the guru is you. We sought out for so long to other people to reach in and tap into our power, when actually our power is, the elements have always held the power. And we've just had to get in alignment with it in order to access it. And so on that night on the wind walk, what I was shown was that the power grid, if you want to call it that, because it looked more like rocks caving in type of thing, had been shut off a couple thousand years ago, especially for women. And so what happened was that we kind of lost access, or we lost our memory, or we lost our way to access this power. And it's no small wonder that those next 2,000 years were masculine dominated, because the for women, the power was closed off. Can you imagine? And really, what it looks like, and I didn't put this in the book because I wanted the book to be able to be picked up by, regular people, so I didn't want to sound like too Graham Hancock. And I think what happened was there was a cataclysmic event on the planet, much like what we're experiencing right now. But that one shut down the power grid, and this one's opening up the power grid. In yesterday's wind work class, and there's a few people here, or workshop, or circle, because I want to consider this a healing circle for you. We journeyed inside the Hurricane Irma to see what that stillness in that powerful, the most powerful wind that's ever whipped through the Atlantic, and it's clearing out things. And I send my prayers to all the people whose dharma and karma it is to be in the path of this hurricane. and for the in the earthquake that just happened in Mexico. And I'm also grateful that I'm so aligned at this moment to my awakening compass that that's not my work to do, is to be in an area where it's being devastated. And you should all say thank you that you're here to be able to be here and not have to be there. And it comes back to that idea that, you know, pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. And in the cosmology that my work stems from, I believe that everything is in divine right order. And that we all chose to be here at this precise moment in time for this world flipping over on its head. And sometimes that's a lot to hold. Don't you agree? That we're sitting here at a music love festival and there's all of these people there who've just lost everything. That is the mother. That is the divine process. That is the wind. And once we understand that absolute power and we start to tap in there and start to dance in a right relationship with it, like me picking up the phone and calling my friend and saying, hey, that wasn't cool that I took that shampoo without your permission. Oh, keep it. You know, and I was like, you know, that we start to have a self-regulating experience with spirit. And I think that's way, way cool. Anyone else agree with me that that's pretty cool? Those of you who don't know me, I'm Renee, and I'm known as the practical shaman because, I don't know, I was always a good businesswoman and marketer, and I thought, well, that's cool, and it just kind of stuck. The truth of the matter is all shamanism is practical. All shamans throughout time and were concerned with longevity of their community, their healing, their food, and that required healing of people and plants and animals in order to keep this life connection alive. And so shamans understand that using a rattle,
this is great, thank you.
I got two rattles, a wind whistle, plant medicine, trance dancing, that you can move from this mundane reality that we're sitting here in this circle, the sacred circle, to an alternate reality. And the changes you make there can be effective in your everyday world, simply put. For example, my father was chronically late. I used to sit at the window and count cars. Sometimes he was 30 cars late, sometimes he was 50 cars late, but he was never one car late. And could you imagine as a little girl counting cars? So then all of a sudden I'm 19, 20 years old, and my partner's late. And I'm standing at the window counting cars, getting more and more insane as I go. Those kind of wounds are hard to heal. And so what I did in a journey one day was I went back to that little girl who was sitting at the window counting cars, and I talked to her and I said, why are we sitting here counting cars? Let's go in our room and paint. And in that very energetic act, in that very energetic exchange of going back to the room to paint, I healed that in that moment. I mean, it got crazy. I owned a restaurant and there was a guy who was chronically 5 minutes late. This would be me in the morning, waiting by the front door to rip him a new one every day. Can you imagine? Who wants to work for that bitch? Finally, he told me to go fuck off and he quit. Long after he probably should have. But he now works for Colgate College and he's a lot happier with his life than the restaurant work. And I no longer am a chef. Well, I am a chef, but... So that's what this work is about. It's about how can we do our personal healing so that we can be of maximum service in this world, and for no other reason. And as in the places where we tend to be most broken are the places that are going to always keep reflecting us in our faces. And so as we expand and heal, we become more useful. It's crazy that they put this tent right next to this big music, huh? So we're going to... Can you hear me or do I need a mic? All right, I don't really want to use a mic, but if I need to use a mic, I can use the mic. Then I can say, oh, I was in a mic workshop. All right, so we're going to start by calling to the wind as a group. And I was thinking, if you're in the right mood for it, that we're going to see what's shaking up in our life today. And instead of going to the eye of the storm, because we went there yesterday, and there's a couple people who are back, I might have to use the mic. We're gonna go to the earthquake. Because all of the elements are shaking up on this planet, and they all have information for us if we're willing to go there. So, anyone not willing to go to the earthquake with me today? And trust me, as we heal our own woundingness in this earthquake, we're going to be sending healing energy to the people in... This makes me... I don't want to look like a guru, okay? I'm not singing kirtan and I'm not going to be a guru.
And other people can hear you when they're walking by and they'll come in.
Okay, especially when I start to blow that wind whistle,
yeah.
Right?
Unless
I'm tapping it over here. Okay, I guess we're gonna have to move the wind whistles. Well, you know what? You could pass out those wind whistles to everyone, and then we won't have to move them because they'll be right where they're supposed to be. Maybe people will hear me in my recording better too. So because I just told you that story about my biggest wound, right? Maybe we're supposed to identify what that wound is that we want to heal this weekend at the Bhakti Fest. How cool is that? We're going to play the wind whistle with their music, because one thing that the winds taught me was that we're at this dramatic time in history where it's harder and harder to go to silent retreats. There's always distractions. There's always cell phones. So how do you keep your peace at the eye of the storm that's going on around us all the time? Does that make sense? Like, there's no more... Who wants to go back and be a monk? Who's dreamed of that? There's been so many years I felt autistic, and like anyone touching me was painful, and I wanted to go back to being a star. One time I did this star journey and I went there and I didn't want to come home. And so we have to learn how to keep ourselves balanced when the wind is blowing strong. And trust me, my friends here, the winds are going to get blowing even stronger. We're not turning over this world with, you know, we would have, a lot of us might have liked a nice, a woman president to come in and move the feminine energy that way. But you know what? It wasn't going to work that way. Clearly, we needed somebody who was going to make us get angry, make us say no more, to take and find out what your deepest priorities are. And I'm not even talking about, I have lots of friends who are on both sides of political realm. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what the Caro Indians called a Pachacuti, the world turning over the people in Nicaragua or down in that way, they believe the world could go dark for 4 days during this whole time. And so do you know where your communities are? Do you know where your clan is? Do you know if the world went dark for 4 days, where your fire is? Where is your central fire? Ask yourself that. What keeps you strong? Does anyone have what's keeping them strong?
practices every day.
Practice every day.
Well, I feel like that this motherhood love, like being a mother, and want to make sure that everybody's taken care of. So I need to know what to do so everybody else can be taken care of. So the mother. Fire.
So that mothering energy. It's funny how the mothering, sometimes a mother has to discipline her children, right? Right. So, you know, a lot of people say, and this might offend some people, oh, the mother's mad at us, or the mother never really is, the mother has love. The mother is not, we're not being punished by our mother. Trust me. This cleansing, this purifying that's happening is part of a divine plan. And the truth is we always heat up. Every couple of million years or whatever, I don't know what the number is, the earth heats up, and it's how we are responding to it that we're heating it faster, or we're, you know, all the carbon emissions. We're on a natural cycle, and that's what the wind work is about, to start to align to your natural cycles. Like I was telling in the group earlier, it's like I have a fall 5-week wind work program starting soon, because I want people to get clear of what they harvested, what they harvested this year, so next year they can put those seeds away in the winter to germinate so that they can bring them out in the spring. Forget the New Year's resolutions, you're hibernating. We come out in the spring, not the winter. Who goes out in the winter unless you like to ski? I like to ski. But I don't want to be launching new programs in the winter. I want to be hibernating. I want to be finding that community buy-in for my ideas. It's kind of funny, my book's coming out in February. But February, you're already getting to Groundhog's Day. You're getting ready to move it out. So what you have here is a wind whistle. Did everyone get one? Do I have just enough? How cool is that? And this is how it works. You hold it in your hand, and you blow into it. Who has the blow out the love shirt on? Breathe out the love. The wind is what connects us. Everyone says we're all connected, you're all connected. You know, I'm like, for years I thought, oh, that's a bunch of nonsense. And then I realized that the wind is what connects us. When you breathe out this love, it's going to go around the world to the people in Mexico, the people in St. Thomas, in the Virgin Islands, and the people who are preparing in Florida. So we're gonna send some loving energy from the Bhakti Fest to these people in these places that the mother is being a little temperamental with at the moment, a lot temperamental with. So you do this, and this is what you do. You put your hand here, and this is the handcrafted wind whistles. Those are ones I figure I can wash, and they'll be wash and wear for conferences. And you go like this. So now, think to your favorite moment in time. Where is it? A beach? Is it a tree? Where is it that you find your love? The mothering, the babies. Reach into that place of love, and let's send the people in these ravished landscapes right now a little bit of our love, all right? And you can stand up if you feel more comfortable, if you really want to reach down. Here's another wind whistle for you. How are you?
Good.
All right. Ready? On the count of three, let's each blow it three times. And on the first time, find yourself grounding into the earth. On the second time, connect to the wind by you. And on the third time, bring that energy down through the top of your head and around, and bring it back in and bring it back around and expand that circle out as we reach out to those people, okay? And the land. And we have this beautiful music with us to do it to. How cool is that?